Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
And welcome to 5GMs Presents Heartland Home. My name is Kim, and I'll be your fairy game master for this mini-series. We'll be playing Perils and Princesses by Outrider Creative. So let's go around the table and introduce our players, but not our character names yet. All right, we'll start on my left.
Hey there, I'm Adam Gonzalez. You can find me on places such as 5GMs and Trenchcoat and everything else we do. Yeah, that is all.
Hey, it's me, ya boy. it's Tanlin. Love ya.
Kim... I'm Tanner. That was the cleanest intro of anybody's ever done on this podcast. That was crazy. Good job.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
And I'm Jesse, and you can find me in the woods calling out your name.
Dude, in the woods calling out your name.
I have a tea party ready.
Where'd you get the tea set? Dude,
I always have one locked and loaded.
There are going to be some Russian tanks at that tea party. It's going to be great.
All right, let's get into it. So, we pan into the middle of a crowd, pulling out of a shop where magic animates the shop sign, a pair of scissors snipping thread that spells out fabric shop. People are clutching pastels, gems, and jewels as they clamor to the front of the shop, shouting, "How much for this one?" and "Do you have this in turquoise?" An older lady sitting on a wooden milk crate, her hands cracked and lightly wrapped in bandages from all the stitching, her hair pulled back by a handmade bandana, quickly replies to each customer. Kingdom Idelia is often a place of peace and serenity. The bakers wake at dawn and take stock of their shops. Families walk by stands to gather their goods for the day, and the smell of flour fills the air, all while birds sing their morning songs. But not today. No, tonight is the night of the Midnight Masquerade, the ball to honor the birth of the king's daughter, Cora. The streets are full of people scrambling for centerpiece flowers and acquiring the final touches of outfits. We pan away from that scene of chaos and glitter over to a neatly folded piece of parchment with a blood-red wax seal. The piece of parchment flitters through the air before landing on the doorstep of... Adam's character. Adam, where are you currently residing? And if you want to explain your character a little bit.
So first off, I think kind of we pan into the most unkept garden you've ever seen. And then it like pans up to a window that has like three cracks in different areas on it. Mm-hmm. And like just a bunch of chipping paint on this cabin that is just very close to falling apart. It looks like one wolf's heave away from completely crumbling.
Yeah. Right?
And then I think from there, looking down at the letter, you kind of see like this puff of cigarette smoke, and you just hear like a deep like, okay, all right, yeah, what is this? And I pick it up, and then I think we kind of look up to, I can do name now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we look up to Eleanor, who is a short-statured woman, short-statured princess, with tighter, curly hair, sunken in eyes, and a cigarette kind of hanging off her lips that's halfway burnt. And I think currently she's probably in, like, a muumuu. With just like dragging around a really big axe, like just in case, and she picks this up off of her porch, which has a very well used like welcome
doormat?
Mat, yeah, doormat that you know doormats have bristles. I think it's the bristles have been dragged off of, the amount of times someone's used it is balding. It's a balding doormat.
Not the balding doormat.
Yeah, and so I think. Her door like and it kind of even like hangs askew and doesn't close right without her like slamming it and like lifting it up and then pushing against it again, and then like once it's locked she kicks it one more time like and yeah, I think overall her house is just a bit in shambles, and it's just a small cabin like abode, and inside there's just an assortment of like chipped tea sets and place and mat placings and whatnot that have like frayed edges and everything, and everything's just a little beat up. And every piece of furniture in her house, I think, shows a level of distress from a cat that's clawed on it with no sign of a cat in... Oh. Like there's not a single sign of a cat in anywhere in her house.
Yeah.
Outside of that, every single piece of furniture she owns is very much clearly distressed by the clawing of cats.
Oh. That's a little concerning. I can't even lie. All right, we will go over to Tanlin's character. Tanlin, this letter appears on your doorstep.
Okay, so, like, think of everything that Adam just said, but the opposite. So, like, the cutest little, like, stone cottage with a perfectly, like, kept garden, and a cute little, like, house-shaped, like, mailbox that she's walking up to, and she's just this, like, little lady with brown skin and, like, super, super curly hair with, like, little curly bangs and circular glasses. Just, like, la-la-la-la-la, going up to her mailbox and finding this letter. Her name is Fessa, and she has a cute little accent, and I'm so nervous to do it on fucking mic, but it's okay. And yeah, like, perfect. Perfectly trimmed hair. Like,
everything's to a T.
Oh, yeah. Like,
all the T's are...
Oh, dude, cross T's, dotted I's, fucking... Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right, Tanner, this letter appears at your doorstep. What is your character?
So are we all in this, like, city, or can we be anywhere, like, you know, anywhere?
You can currently be anywhere in the...
So it probably arrives when the ship I'm working at with is docked. Mm-hmm. Flint probably is up at, like, the crow's nest, just hanging out, and then somebody calls out their name, and mm-hmm. Flint, like, climbs down, and Flint is about 5'7", long blonde hair that's, like, tied in a ponytail. They wear, like, a bandana and use they, he, she pronouns, and wear a bandana around their forehead. They have a bunch of ear piercings. They're pretty, like, lithe. And she's wearing a red top that's, like, you know, covers her midriff and chest. And then pants that are, like, cut at the knees, but no shoes. And, yeah, Flint, like, lean down, grab it, look out of the ocean, like, squint, think about throwing the letter into the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, like, open it and read it.
Okay. And Jesse, what's your character doing right now?
So the letter lands at the doorstep of her castle, and it's all hidden. It's all covered in vines, so it's hidden in the forest. Mm-hmm. A raven goes down and picks it up and flies out into the forest where he finds Senua Morgan. She's currently out hunting. So there's, like, a little lean-to. It's the crack of dawn. There's a little lean-to, and she just finished eating breakfast. And the raven comes down and brings her the letter. And Raven is a fairly tall woman with a long, wavy red hair braided on the sides. And she never leaves the house without her trusty axe and bow. She was just out on a hunt. So she has, like, a nice big deer that she's going to bring. And so she's like, oh, sweet, this will be a perfect gift. So I'm going to collect it and then make, like, a little trophy mount for this deer, because it's a big, cool deer.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so do each of you open the letter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So simultaneously, you all read the letter, and it reads, "As you may know, the Midnight Masquerade is tonight, and I cordially invite you, not only as a guest, but as someone to keep watch over the festivities. I know an individual as capable as yourself can handle anything out of the ordinary." And so you guys are currently, like, established in the kingdom as, like, you know, mm-hmm. people who can handle shit. Mm-hmm. And so this letter comes to each of you individually. So what are your reactions? What do you do?
It's got to be a trap. It's definitely a trap. I'm going to go, though. And I just pull it up. I return to sender on it. I just leave it on the porch.
Yeah. And then the letter, like, and then just flies away.
And then I'm like, oh, did I mark plus one? Fuck. God damn it. Like, I just saunter off and pour myself a glass of tea, and then my tea cup breaks, and then I cry a little.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
That's, like, the fifth one that's broken, like, just today alone.
In my sink, there are just broken tea glasses.
Yeah, you actually don't have any dishes. It's all just fragments.
I unbox a new tea set. It's already chipped and cracked. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, I think Thessa would, like, open it and be like, oh my god, and, like, squeal a little bit, and then run back into her house to start getting ready, like, in the morning. Like,
yeah, already, like, way too early.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Flint, like, finishes reading it, and then kind of, like, holds it out and looks at it and says, I bet Thessa's really excited for this. And then I close it, and then I say yes, and then I,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sadio was going to be like, oh, and she can kind of smell her armpits, like, oh, I better clean up before I go. And then she's gonna say yes on the thing and give it to the raven.
Okay, yeah. And so for each of your letters, they flitter away. Return to sender, obviously. And yeah, so how are you guys gonna prepare for the ball? Are you getting outfits? What's the vibe?
So I
Princess
think,
Diary moment.
Yeah. First off, I go to like start getting ready because I'm not the best at getting ready. And one of the first things I do is buy like three more packs of like of my paper rolls and some tobacco and like a big old bag of tobacco. So I'm like, I'm gonna go through a lot of smokes of this. And so I get all that ready, and then I think Princess Diary moment style. They try to do my hair, and I immediately get angry because they try to straighten my hair. Mm-hmm. And I think I probably, mm-hmm. like, punch someone in the neck, and then I leave.
Yeah.
And then I go get myself ready. And
you're
I
like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Yeah, and then I try to, I think I dig through my own old gowns and whatnot. Yeah, and so I get my stuff ready, and I think I get ready fast and then sit down and chain smoke, like, six cigarettes on my couch. On my frayed couch.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Off mic, Adam was talking about how optimistic he is, relatively speaking. Are you sure about that, buddy? Are you sure about that?
Okay, but Eleanor, though, she's optimistic. She just has a lot to deal with. Okay? She's very stressed out all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Well, I mean, Bess is just so excited about it. She's already, like, pulling on her, like, best little dress, doing her makeup. Shit, I don't know. Just like, and she's doing it all herself. She doesn't have like a maid or anything at her little cottage because she likes
to do everything herself to make sure it's perfect. If someone else does it,
they're gonna fuck it up.
Yeah,
I have to do it all myself.
One hair is gonna be out of place, and then you have to cry.
Yeah, and then she has to cut her hair.
Yeah, she has to burn it actually.
Yeah, to burn her hair. Yeah, perfect.
Tanlin, if it's all right with you, would it be okay if Flint goes to Thessa and is like, I don't have anything to wear to the... First of all, did you get the letter?
Yes.
Are you going?
Of course.
Do you have any dresses that I could borrow?
I have the perfect thing just for you. Actually, did you come inside.
Flint jims the camera and says, I thought you would. And then I walk inside. And then whatever dress you put me in is... I like look at it. And then I take out a dagger, just slash like it diagonally, like at the bottom, and then I take some rope and I tie it around my waist after I put
that
it
makes
on.
Thessa die inside just a little bit.
Oh, those really fine silks.
I can move in it better, and I like start like doing stretches.
I think at that exact moment, there's a pan back to Eleanor, and she's like, no one ever visits Eleanor. Her couch on Sig number 5.
Dude. Eleanor's having a rough day.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, every day is a
every
rough day.
Every day is a not good, very bad day for Eleanor.
Yeah, one of her couches frays more as if there was a cat scratching it, but she can't find the cat. Where's the goddamn... I know there's a cat in here!
Okay, so Senua heads back to her castle, and so her mom is, like, ecstatic that she's going to this. And so she ends up, like, forcing her to, like, deep scrub and all that in the bath, and then, like, does her hair up. And then, like, she gives her some options for dresses, but Senua doesn't really like them because they're all tight and hard to move in.
Mm-hmm.
But then she ends up, like, her mom ends up basically talking her into at least wearing, like, this black one.
Mm-hmm.
So she finds this nice black dress that she likes, but she's kind of stiff in it and doesn't really like it. But she's like, this is probably the best I'm going to do.
I guess I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's ready to go.
Wonderful. Alrighty. So the night of the ball quickly arrives. The air has a tinge of electricity from all the excitement, and the lights in the town seem like they're making a pathway to King Petrus's castle. So, how are you all gonna get there? You doing carriages? Are we carpooling? What's the vibe?
Well,
I think you two are carpooling.
Yeah. Flint's already at my house, so.
Yeah.
I think I have a carriage pulled by like griffins, but they're pigeon, like pigeon griffins.
They're really big.
Yeah, they're like really big pigeons with I think like tabby cat legs, like they're like they're very like or maybe even like no, you know what? They're pigeons with like raccoon back halves.
Oh,
so, yeah. So they're griffins, but they're raccoon pigeons. They're raccoon pigeon griffins.
Yeah.
And
honey, we have griffins at home.
And I'm like, oh hey guys, as I. Land with my raccoon griffins, and then I like throw both of them like two apple cores and like an old fish, and they fly off and go park themselves.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you see them like wheel around the back, and you see them digging through like the trash.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
I am dressed incredibly nice, but it is just like just something I had. But so pretty much I am in. I would say it's. It's very 80s androgynous, very, I can't think of his name in this moment.
David Bowie?
Very, very David Bowie, yeah. So it is, the top half is suit-like. But underneath the like suit jacket portion of it, there's a lot of frills and like white lace. And then the bottom half is a tighter fitting like dress half of an outfit. And her hair is just as curly and just as unkempt as it always is. And she has a couple of pre-rolled cigarettes that she rolled before she got here stuck in her pocket, and then one crinkled cigarette on her lips.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you two arrive?
I like to think she has a little carriage, but like not, it's not super opulent, but it's nice. It's well kept, and mm-hmm. she has one horse, so
yeah,
it gets the job done, yeah. and it's good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when Athesa steps out, she's like wearing this like it's like sort of simple, like layered dress with like white lace and like blue accents and a little bit of gold, and she's just like, "I've arrived."
Flint rode with Thessa, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And made Thessa, not made, asked Thessa to do her makeup, but didn't ask until they had to leave. So either we are late or you have to do it on the ride, on the carriage ride.
Oh,
she could do it on the carriage ride.
And she's wearing like a dress that, a really simple dress that's the color of the sea with a little rope tied around her waist to kind of tighten it. And she's wearing, like, little anklet, like, jewelry that, like, connects to her feet. But she's not wearing any shoes still, because...
Your feet are going to get dirty.
Shoes are for nerds.
Looks at your own feet.
my perfectly kept shoes.
Yeah. Senua?
Oh, so Senua rides in on the back of, like, a massive buck. Oh, making sure that she makes
that's
an entrance.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah. And then once she gets into the town, she kind of, like, tells it to go back to the forest and watch it.
Yeah. Well, what are you wearing?
Oh, just a black dress, deep V, exposes her heart and her neck. She doesn't like it.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it's not.
Just a little.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what her mom gave her.
Oh, are we all masked up already?
Yeah, it's a masquerade ball.
Oh, right.
Oh, I we're all wearing masks. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to start?
I think seeing your stag, there's like a moment of like your deer and I like make hard eye contact because I'm wearing the mask of like a white stag with sort of like silver and gold etchings throughout it with like giant antlers. It's very like gaudy and showy, but like I think sort of accidentally. But yeah.
Thessa's wearing a cute little like white rabbit sort of situation where it's like the top part of a rabbit's face over her eyes and then little ears. And with like some gold swirly embellishments. It's perfect. It's simple. It's cute.
Flint probably forgets that we're supposed to wear them and then like, and then grabs it from my bag. And it's made of like seashells and like a little starfish and coral. And it's like, again, the color of like the sea kind of. Mm-hmm. But I like fasten it on. I'm like, it's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Tilted.
Not tilted.
Senua is wearing a mask that resembles a raven, so it's like points out, it's dark, points out, and has feathers on it.
All right, so you guys arrive to Heather Sage Castle, which is up on a hill at the highest point of the kingdom. So you all arrive at the bottom of this very large, like, grandiose staircase that's lined with, like, red velvet going up towards the entrance of the castle. And yeah, there you hear bustling talk and fanfare and that sort of thing. You have, like, little, like, what are they called? The guys who like are like they help you out the carriage, like
the valet.
The valet footmen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, they're the
rich
dudes.
People.
Yeah,
the rich people.
Rich people help. Yeah, and so they're just there helping.
I hand the head trophy to one of them. Like, make sure that Coral gets this.
Oh, thanks.
It's massive.
Oh, God. And it's like you're holding with both hands, and he's just like, sure, I guess I'll do this.
I see that Flint has no shoes on. And I take both my shoes off and hand them to one of the footmen. And I'm like, please, please make sure that nobody that finds just one. Because the amount of strife and energy it takes when like someone's looking for you with just one shoe, it's a curse, really. And walk off.
You just see him go, John, my hands are full. John comes and grabs the shoes.
All right, well, I'm walking up.
Yeah. So you guys all walk up, and then you arrive into this very big, like, very large sort of castle. There's, like, the foyer, and then kind of think, I was imagining, like, Beauty and the Beast sort of castle vibes, just very large and grandiose, because it's the king, you know? So, yeah, you guys arrive to this big-ass ballroom. There's a bunch of people here, a lot of masks, and just mingling and dancing. You currently don't see the king anywhere out on the floor.
And we're supposed to, like, run security or, like, just hang out?
We're supposed to keep an eyeball out. That's what the letter said.
All right.
Just in case.
Well, I'm going to go keep an eyeball out over on the dance floor. I'll see you guys later.
I was a little... I'll join you because I was about to say the exact same thing.
I lean over to Senua, and I'm like, we got to keep our eyes out. There's always curses at places like this. Someone's always getting cursed at things like this.
You think there's a witch among us?
I would bet everything I own, which isn't a lot.
All my broken teacups.
That there's 100% probably a witch among us.
I look around. Is there a high point where I can see everything? Like the second floor?
Yeah, there's a second floor that you could go up to. It's like the ballroom's the bottom floor, and then it's like a bunch of railing and shit that's up on the top.
I go to the second floor. Start making a little nest.
So what are you guys doing currently? You two are currently on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, hitting that hard.
Oh, yeah. Senua, you're on the second floor. You've made a nest.
I'm, like, putting down my stuff, like, trying to get a good, like, brace area for my bow in case I need to.
Okay. And Eleanor?
I'm walking around, and I'm making, like, salt lines and, like, moving candles in different areas. I'm like, they're not going to get us tonight.
you see, like, a servant who didn't get the memo that you guys were here. Is like, ma'am, excuse me, what are you
doing? A witch? I, like, grab him by his, like, lapels.
No!
Oh, no, and then you actually bump into the mirror and it falls over and breaks.
Son of a bitch, goddammit. So, clean that up, we're gonna be cursed. I just, like, walk up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of doing, like, salt circles. I'm putting iron in each door so fairies can't get in. And windows, too. I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's.
Are you doing anything with silver? Ajina.
Yeah, I...
Just for security, for security's sake.
You see me scaling the wall? And I, like, get to the top, and I, like, put up a disco ball, but it's made of silver. It's, like, lined with silver.
How the fuck are you scaling the wall?
I'm that guy.
She's fucking Eleanor. Yeah,
you're right, my bad, you're right, my bad.
I take Mary Poppins
I take out my umbrella, and I use the hook to climb. And I just climb up, and I'm, like, dangling, like,
this is dangerous.
Yeah, cigarette in mouth, ashes falling on people as I hang up this silver-lined disco ball.
The lighting changes, and it's all of a sudden disco lights.
I'll start just staying alive. I'll start, like, doing a John Travolta.
And then I do Mary Poppins down.
Okay. Anyways, you're all doing this, and it's almost been an hour in, and we pan away from you two breaking it down on the dance floor.
Oh. I'm fully breakdancing. I do the head spin. I have someone bring me out a piece of cardboard.
Which is really impressive that you're doing it in a dress.
Yeah.
As long as yours is. Yeah.
I have someone bring me out cardboard, and I'm breakdancing on the piece of cardboard.
I'm pushing her legs so she can keep keep spinning like a top, you know?
Yeah, it's
That's
real.
So crazy. And then Senua is nesting up top.
I'm giving them, like, signals. Like hand signals
that we're not paying attention
Nobody
to.
Nobody knows what you mean by that.
I hit a backflip into a split.
That's really impressive.
And the crowd goes fucking wild.
You hear a bone crack though.
Yeah. And then I, like, limp off.
Yeah. I'm just gonna
leave the room.
Fuck.
Snapped a vertebrae.
So we pan away from that scene back to the entrance of the castle with the big old stairway that leads up to the entrance.
That I lined with salt and iron.
That you lined with salt and iron.
Right. gotta be sure.
And I think we start on the floor of this long black train of a gown. And the way that light is hitting it, you kind of see the reflections of the, like, vine embroidered into her gown. And as you pan further up, you start seeing this beautifully imposing woman. She's around 5'8". As we're getting a better look at her, she's wearing a black off-the-shoulder floor-length gown and has this tulle overlay with, like, leaf and, like, branch detailing. And she's wearing this mask of thorns and branches that almost wraps around her whole head. And as she's walking up the stairs, you hear a rhythmic thump, thump, thump as she's walking up. And she's also carrying on her right hand this thorned wooden staff. And her entrance isn't grand, it's actually very quiet. She walks through the doors and sort of slinks off towards the left, just like any other entrance.
Do we notice this?
No, like I said, her entrance is quiet. It's not noticeable. She doesn't make herself known. She enters and, you know, goes towards the festivities. So that's what the audience sees. All right, yeah, so we pan back to you guys breaking it the fuck down, send you into her little nest, and then the festivities were going, and all of a sudden things kind of lull as you see the king walk out.
I go for a little too long. Like, I don't notice the festivities yeah. die down. I'm still going.
You didn't pick up the social cue. Yeah.
Well, no, so the three of us have taken one of the... Well, the two of us, and then we just kind of looped you into it. But we took one of the table's, like, cloths, the tablecloths.
Oh, boy.
And the two of them are using it like a jump rope, and I'm doing push-ups, like push-up jumps over it as, like, part of my breakdance routine.
Uh-huh. Real impressive.
Yeah, it's real step-up type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and so then it's kind of weird that, like, the crowd got real quiet all of a sudden, and you're like, huh, are they not entertained? Are you not entertained? And so, yeah, the crowd goes kind of quiet, and the king walks out.
I just hear my hand slapping the floor.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, to be honest, and also for you, send you up for because you're paying attention. Also, you see Cora being brought out in a bassinet next to him. Yeah.
I get ready to take her out because, like, I'm going to be like, she's going to want to die after this. So I get ready.
Yeah, get ready to execute Eleanor.
Oh, shit.
Eleanor, stop. Eleanor.
Huh?
King.
What happened to the music? I love that song.
And right when you guys do that, you hear like fanfare, like an entrance fanfare.
This song sucks.
Oh my god.
Oh, like, and lights a cigarette.
Yeah, and then the king, you see the crowd kind of like look at you guys like, the fuck are they doing?
What's Sorry.
Going on over there?
I like kind of do that like head nod at the king and like the at a party cigarette offer.
You see the king like clocks it because he's looking over because he's like on the second floor sort of and just looking over and he's like.
I just put the second cigarette in my mouth and light that one as well.
You have two cigarettes in your mouth?
Yes, and I've used the candles that are set up here to light
oh,
them.
Oh, of course. You just go, yeah, real fast.
Open flame.
Why have a lighter, you know? Anyways, yeah, so you guys see the king and then Cora in a little bassinet next to him, and the fanfare dies down, and then he goes, let the party commence! And then there's cheers. Because he wasn't around for y'all breaking it the fuck down. He didn't know what the fuck was happening.
The party already commenced.
The party's
dude.
Already happening. So yeah, there's like a roar of cheers and that sort of thing. The music comes back as it was before.
The same song?
The same song, yeah.
Thank God.
So then the dancing commences again. And you see the king kind of sits back. There's a throne. He sits next to his daughter.
Is she in a baby throne?
She's in a little, like, bassinet.
She's, like, young.
Yeah, she's a baby.
She was just born.
She was just the birth of the daughter.
Her birth
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
The celebration of
her birth. No, that, this is where Flynn's at. Like, this is where Tanner's at also, but that's where Flynn's at. Like, oh, shit.
I think Ellery thinks about it and then, like, puts out her cigarettes. Like,
I probably shouldn't say fuck. Like.
Yeah, and so what are you all currently doing?
I'm trying to clean up the mess that we left behind with the jump rope incident. While they start this new incident.
And then I grab Thessa, mm-hmm. like, by the elbow, and I start dancing with her.
Okay.
Eleanor has put a chair in the middle of the dance floor and is waiting for someone to make it happen.
Dude. What?
I'm that instigator at the party.
You guys,
there's a chair in the middle of the dance floor.
This is a baby party.
It's a baby party, bro.
She's not gonna remember. It's an adult party.
Senua's gonna go talk to the king.
Okay, yeah, so you approach the king, and you see he has, like, a couple guards around him, and they kind of sort of go, state your intention.
Oh, I just wanna give my good wishes to the king and the new princess.
Yeah, and then there's the two of them, and they're like, you may pass, and they just sort of, like, give you, like, an entryway to walk over.
I walk over, give a bow, I'm like, Sir King, I'm happy, I'm glad for the invitation to your daughter's birthday?
Ah, yes. Thank you for coming. Have you noticed anything suspicious yet?
No, not yet. I've got a nice little nest up there, so the second shit goes down, I'm gonna put them down.
He looks up at your nest. Impressive. Very. Actually, a little scary.
Sensei, you should come dance with us!
One minute. Did you receive my gift?
Oh! Yeah, the...
The stag head.
Mm-hmm, the stag head. The giant stag head yep. for my daughter.
Yep.
For my infant daughter.
For my infant daughter. We shall mount this in her room.
Mm-hmm. The forest spirits will look over her.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I want. Thank you.
Every time I wake up at night, the face of a stag looking down upon me always soothes me. Well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get back to it.
I'm sure it will soothe my infant daughter.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. I'm going to walk out. And then go to them. Be like, yeah. So how's your patrol doing?
Uh-huh.
How's your guys' patrol doing to keep the princess safe?
Oh, I lined the entire place with salt lines, iron, and some silver here and there.
Nice, nice.
Where'd you put this? Sorry. Never mind.
Now she just
sort of walks away.
Yeah, do the rest of the group know?
Okay, you guys definitely know. She hasn't said anything about it, and she thinks you guys don't know.
I could literally smell it off you.
Every once in a while, I just throw a stick.
She's a werewolf. For the audience, she's a werewolf. Don't let anyone know.
Flint doesn't bring it up.
You guys are
so
tight
Flint,
like that.
So, Flint, what have you been doing for the patrols?
I'm currently doing... this is what Flint's doing, rather. Flint is currently doing an Irish jig. Patrols. We should probably... Should I go say hi to the king? Do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, good to make yourself known.
I don't remember if I have a bounty right now.
You probably most definitely have a bounty right now.
Yeah, but you're the king's guest, so...
But he did invite you, so...
Big if true.
What if this is one big trap to catch you, and you fell for it?
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Dude, does...
Yeah, Ellers, what if this is one big trap to catch you at the party, and you fell for it?
Flint's eyes dilate, and then stops dancing, and, like, looks around. No. No. And I run away. Eleanor. Like, I sneak away.
Eleanor pulls out this, like, gigantic bag of, like, of giants. Like those, like, big pieces of salt, you know?
Like rock salt?
Yeah, salt. And then pours it onto the floor, spelling out house, mm-hmm. And then I just give him a thumbs up from the floor.
The king kind of just, like, acknowledges it and goes, this isn't what I expected when I asked them to do patrols, but okay.
And then I get, like, a big push broom and push it into a circle around the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. And he just sort of, like, gives you, like, a little nod, like, all right, great, cool.
Kim, I do want to, like, go talk to the king. Sorry, okay. I'm going to, like, make my way there. Okay, so, yeah. You know.
Oh, can I also go up with you?
Sure thing.
Yeah, Thessa, are you doing anything?
Well, because we're going to get arrested. I want to be there.
Thessa is, like, scared to touch anything.
The silver could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. I'm gonna ruin my nice clothes. I'm gonna get burnt.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from a friend over on Tale of the Manticore.
Are you looking for a D&D podcast with a dark side? Something more like Game of Thrones and less like Monty Python? Tale of the Manticore is part dark fantasy audio drama, part solo D&D RPG. There's no plot armor here. The dice make all the important decisions. Join me as I resurrect the excitement, wonder, and emotion of old-school D&D. Made for a mature audience, Tale of the Manticore is both a fiction and a game. It's the story where chaos rolls.
We've promoted our friend from Tale of the Manticore here before, and if you haven't checked them out yet, I highly recommend you do if you're looking for something that leans a little more on the side of an audio drama. Our next ad comes from our friends over on the AARPGs.
Are you looking for an actual play podcast with young, hot role players, disciplined professional voice actors, and wholesome content? Well, this isn't that podcast. AARPG is an adults-only podcast with interviews, actual play stories where...
Excuse me, Matt, why do you sound like you've been chain-smoking since you were a toddler?
What do you mean?
The voice. You don't have to do that voice, man.
I don't?
Nah, just tell them that we're a group of old friends who like to get together, hang out, play lots of different types of games, and we want them to feel like they're sitting at the table with us. And they can find us just by searching for the AARPG podcast on their favorite podcatcher and at the AARPGs on YouTube.
The AARPGs is a hilarious group, and I highly recommend you go check them out. They not only have actual play content, but they also do interviews with other TTRPG creators. They're really cool. Highly recommend you go check them out. All right. Let's get back to the mini-series, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Okay, so you two make your way up to the king. You also are faced by two guards who go, state your intention.
I just wanted to, the king, we're the king's guests, I just wanted to talk to him for a second, if you don't mind.
To watch if she was going to get arrested.
They go, all right, and they...
But there's no reason I'd be arrested, and they keep walking.
They kind of give you, like, an up and down, like, sort of eye, like, okay.
I'm going to go up to the king. Like, what's he up to right now?
He's just currently sitting, watching.
Okay, is he facing me?
No, so it's pretty much, like, he's sitting, looking over, and you guys are coming up, like, on his, like, right.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
I'm gonna tap him on the shoulder. I'm gonna go up to his side and tap him on the shoulder. King, what's his name?
Petros.
King Pet, sir.
That's not my name.
Is there, a reason that you wanted us to, keep watch out here? Was there something that you, thought might happen?
Just anything out of the ordinary. You can never trust anyone when you're at a party for the birth of your daughter.
I'm going to incite that.
Okay.
No, but, like, is there a way for me to be, like, is there more to that? Like, to try and tell if there's more to this, you get me?
Yeah, I think that would be, like, a wits roll.
Okay. Oh, I have a thing just for that, actually. I should have gone. I'm scared there's silver somewhere.
You're in the corner, like, huh.
So first roll of the thing.
Yeah, first roll of the thing.
So, the series. So, how does this work? I have three virtues, resolve, grace, and wits.
Yeah, so you're going to roll wits, and practically it's like you're trying to beat his, or, no, how Perils and Princesses works, it has to be the stat or under, so I'll have his stat, and so you have to roll.
Got it.
What does our stat do? Does ours add to what we roll? Because we have a 12 wit, right?
So what yeah.
I think that's for your specific roles when you have to do tests.
I got a 14. Unmodified.
Okay. Yeah, so you make that. And there is... You can tell there's, like, something else that under the surface that he's not necessarily willing to, like, divulge out while he's out.
I'm going to try to, like, stealthily nudge Eleanor just to be like...
Oh! Yeah, it's my turn. I pull out this big ratty like handbag, like over the shoulder bag, and I open it. I can never be, you can never be too safe.
Just like, what are you doing?
And I pull out like a necklace of garlic, and I hang it on her thing. Yeah, her bassinet. I circle her bassinet in like the salt. I place like iron ore like on like four different like corners of the bassinet. Mm-hmm. And then I pluck out like a couple of strands of my hair, and I wrap them in like a small like, I guess leather like mini leather satchel almost, mm-hmm. Like leather pouch, and I like stuff them in and I close it, and I'm like, you know, typically I find I lightning rod this kind of stuff, and so if anything crazy comes on and my hair's around, I'm pretty sure it'll bounce off.
Why did you invite Eleanor, if you don't mind me asking? Because she's a lightning rod for this stuff. This happens all the time.
Well, I'm a lightning rod though, so it comes to me. And that's why I'm leaving my hair here. So
I've also heard good things about Eleanor.
I gym the king.
yeah, I recently beat, you know, that giant boar out in the forest?
You beat Billy the spirit boar?
Hand to hand.
In hand-to-hand combat.
Well, mud wrestling.
Combat.
A test of sheer strength and willpower.
Sheer resolve. It sounded impressive.
A beast of only power and strength.
I take off my mask and I'm like twirling it in my finger. That's fascinating.
I don't know how I did it. Eleanor knows how she did it. But so, yeah. And then I stuff my hair in this little leather pouch and I tuck it into the side of her.
Bassinet.
Her bassinet.
Yeah.
And so now I've done all my precautions and then I'm like, I don't want to leave the hair in there loose because it might wrap around her little finger and her finger will fall off.
Are masks required?
Did you not know that about babies?
Oh. He just gives you like this look of like, huh. I don't know if I should have let you do that all around this my daughter's bassinet.
Well, no, that's why I put it in the pouch so the hair doesn't make her finger fall off. Mm-hmm. Because babies can get hair wrapped around their little toesies and they keep crying. And you don't know why they keep crying.
Eleanor, I'm gonna grab Eleanor and start like walking this way. Thank you.
Oh, wait, one more thing, and I run back and I pull out this little like thing of like water and like. Psh, psh,
psh. Yeah.
Okay, and I tie it up and run off.
And while this is happening, we will cut over to Thessa. You're just in the corner.
Hanging out. Yeah, she, like, walked over to, like, a window to look out of it and, like, put her hand on the windowsill and just... fuck! Fucking, there's, like, a silver spoon there. Like, why the fuck did she do this here?
Yeah. So while you're having a crisis in the corner, you see this tall, like 5'8" woman dressed to the nines, and has a staff.
Damn it, Kim.
She approaches you, and she's like, "Hello, darling."
Hello.
I couldn't help but notice you were over here all by yourself.
Yeah, I just, you know, doing my thing, patrolling.
You see this guy sort of like. Like, she has this mask on, but you can sort of see her, like, lips, like, be like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? Hmm. All right. I just couldn't help but notice you aren't partaking in the festivities.
I was. I was, if you were watching earlier. I don't know if you were here, actually. But, yeah. No, I've participated. I've done enough for the day. I'm good.
Oh, well, I haven't had a dance yet. And I've been looking for a partner.
Oh!
You have one more in you, possibly.
She's gone. We lost her.
All right, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We're wrapping up the episode. We're good. Well,
if you have at least one more.
And this character is who?
You do not know yet.
Okay. But she was just a lady who had walked in.
Yeah,
who
had walked in and she noticed you.
Well, like, I guess I have one more. May I ask your name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. That's a pretty name. Sure. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And she holds her left hand out to, like, gesture you to the dance floor.
She takes it.
Yeah.
Kicking my feet.
Yeah, kicking your feet.
Yeah.
So you're dancing with Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. And stumbling over my feet, which is not something I normally do.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck. And she's like, don't worry. And she's very much like, kind of in control of you two dancing, even when you stumble. She's like, oh, it's all right.
You're very kind. No, let's go, let's dance.
From my nest, I'm going to see this and be like, oh, is she cursing her? I'm going to start. I'm going to make eye contact with her as I'm like pulling back my bow to kill her. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to give a nod, like, give me the signal and I'll take her out.
Shakes her head violently. She's wearing a mask, but like,
but the part that you can see
is just like red and sweaty.
Flustered. So, my dear, what are you doing here? You said something about patrolling?
Oh, well, yes, I got a formal invitation from the king to just, you know, hang out and look around.
I didn't get an invitation.
So you're just here?
I figured he'd want me here.
Is this a Sleeping Beauty situation?
All right. You guys are acquainted, I assume?
You could say that, yes.
Indeed. So I have ability. An ability called Insightful. I can quickly glean some hidden information about a person or creature nearby.
Okay.
The depth of information depends on the number of dice. I assume that's the gift dice
yes.
I use. And then there's like number... things depending.
Yes, hold on.
So is that like what I get, or
I'm pretty sure it is. I was looking at it earlier. Insightful. Yeah. So if you spend one gift dice, you get their that's the HP, save, armor, attacks. If you roll two, you get vulnerabilities. If you roll three, you get the spells known. And then if you roll four gift dice, you get a personal secret, hidden motive, or planet.
Well, I don't have four. I only have two, huh? Or no, I have three.
Because you're level three.
What would be the best thing I could do? Or I could just roll a flat one, huh?
Yeah, I was like, or you just can just roll a flat wits and see if you can, like, insight anything off of her.
Okay, I'll do that because it's easier.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
You roll a d20 and you're trying to hit Alessa's stat or lower.
Or lower.
Okay.
Yeah. Yup. So roll the two.
Okay. She's not lying to you.
Okay. So they are acquainted.
They are acquainted. You don't entirely know how. You can see that there might be a little something fishy that's going on here, but you don't 100% know yet.
Well, that's nice that you'd show up for, you know, the birth of his daughter is the thing, yeah.
I could not miss the birth of, dear Cora.
Can we have seen this?
Yeah, you guys, as you guys are walking back, you are seeing this, and I will note, Thessa, that as you two are dancing, you kind of are
you're insightful and you're witty. You're picking up whispers and things happening around you guys.
Eleanor clocks this lady's way too pretty and quickly rushes to all of the salt lines she made to see if they've been broken.
Yeah. Are they intact?
Yeah.
I'm going to approach Thessa and her friend. And I'm going to, like, are people still dancing? Like, what's the vibe right now on the dance floor?
The vibe is a little off. Like, I told you that there's whispers and things happening amongst people have kind of, at least in the immediate area, have stopped dancing and started gossiping.
So it's just that two on the dance floor?
It's kind of almost like a circle, you know?
I'm going to try to, like, subtly dance my way into them. You know what I mean? Like, stealthily.
Okay.
And just be like, oh, Thessa, it's so nice to see you. Who's your friend? And I'm going to link my arm through yours.
Oh, hello, dear.
This is Alessa. She's acquainted with the king, apparently.
Alessa, it's so kind to meet you. Would you mind if I steal Thessa for a moment?
I suppose.
I'm going to, like, start dancing with you, Thessa, and slowly moving away back into the crowd. You get me?
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say, like, what's her problem, like, quietly to you?
I don't know, but she's very enchanting.
God damn it.
Apparently she didn't even need an invitation. Yeah.
Oh, she didn't need an invitation.
That's suspicious. That's a suspicious thing. That's not... Okay.
Let's go find Eleanor, and then we can meet with Senua.
Thessa, you are the sage intellect class. You're very insightful. You are very knowing of things. Why don't you give me a wits roll?
Slay. I got a one. Yeah.
A one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a crit, right?
That's a crit, baby! So, this is a story that kind of got brushed over fairly quickly, but you would have knowledge of this, because you retain information very well.
You read.
You keep up with the times. And you would have some idea about the story of Alessa's daughter, Lydia, who was killed after being named a major threat to the kingdom.
Oh, goodness.
And so I think now you're sort of piecing this information together, and then you're also aware of, like, the whispers and things that have broken out amongst the crowd. And I think you're sort of starting to connect some dots. It's a little weird she doesn't have an invitation. You know, what's she doing here?
Oh. She, like, audibly just, like, fuck. I got distracted by a pretty lady. Alessa is a name I remember. Her daughter got killed by the kingdom because she was marked as some sort of major threat. Do I know why? Mm-mm. No, that's like something that's like...
That's something locked more... Up. Yeah, lock and key, classified, redacted.
Can I roll for that? I actually... Bookworm, I can recall information that I might have read. Is it something that I could have been able to read, or is it super locked up?
It's
what happened?
Super locked up.
Never mind then. Never mind.
But yeah, you are aware that Alessa had a daughter. Her name was Lydia.
Yeah.
She was named some sort of major threat. You aren't entirely sure why. You'd have to figure it out by, like, archives or some shit like that. But yeah, so you're piecing some puzzle pieces together, bestie.
The dots are aligning.
The dots are dotting.
You know, now that I'm not in her presence, I can actually think quite clearly. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Must be magic.
Yeah. Must be some sort of magic. It must be a curse.
I look in your general direction from across the room.
Anyways, Thessa.
Those are things. Yeah, she's just like kind of mumbling out loud, saying these things to Flint.
Yeah,
as she's
you
like,
hear these things.
I'm going to start guiding you towards Eleanor, and then I'm going to try to get Senua's attention and be like, come here.
Oh, I'm smoking by a window and blowing it out the window.
I'm going to pull back my bow and be like, kill her? Kill her?
I'm like giving you like a maybe, like 50-50. Like this might
be. All right. I'm going to come down.
We gather?
Yeah. You guys gather?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Thessa has some things to tell us. Thessa?
Yes, that enchanting woman over there. The very tall, gorgeous, beautiful woman.
I'm like behind
Thessa.
I'm shaking my head. Two thumbs down.
Oh, honey.
She had pulled me aside. We were dancing. It was whatever. It was nothing.
Shaking my head.
Anyways, but her name's Alessa, and from what I know, Alessa is the mother of a young girl who was young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was killed by the kingdom because she was marked as some sort of threat for a reason that's unknown to me, which is saying a lot.
Was the child made in a bomb factory?
Was she a bomb? Are you asking me if a child was a bomb?
I gym the camera.
That is quite the curse. It's pretty hard to undo.
Being made of a bomb. Being made from a bomb.
Right. Anyways. Yeah, so, I mean, it's quite, you know, suspicious that she would be here.
Mm. So, can one of my...
She didn't have an invitation!
She made it known that she didn't have an invitation.
I pull out my axe and I'm like, we'll have to take her out.
Yeah. One of my skills is fortune telling.
Okay.
I would like to gather a bunch of ash out of my pocket.
Okay.
There's no ashtray, so I've been like doing it in my own pocket.
Yeah.
And then I just want to like throw it on the ground and see what I can do for a fortune. See what I can glean from the patterns it makes.
The pattern it makes? Okay. I don't know too much about like fortune telling and the symbolism, but it's not good. The vibes,
skull and crossbones.
The vibes aren't the best. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't look good.
Should we tell the king?
I'll go get the baby. You guys get rid of her.
And so, as you guys were discussing, is anybody, like, keeping an eyeball out on what's happening?
Yeah, I'd kind of have, like, an eye on it, right? Because I'm half listening because I have enough of this information.
Yeah.
You know, already.
Yeah, okay.
I'd have my raven keep an eye on it.
Okay, yeah, so you...
I'm reading my ashes.
You're locked in, bro.
I'm rereading.
Yeah.
Oh, that can't be right.
You're so locked in. Yeah, so you're Raven, and Flint, you sort of see these whispers kind of make their way up to the king, and you see the king mumble something to a worker, and the worker quickly takes Cora away down a hallway to what you can assume is her room. So that's what you glean currently.
I'm going down that way.
You're going down that way, okay. So you're going down that way. What are the rest of you going to do?
Is anybody going to go with Eleanor?
I'll go with Eleanor. Keep the baby safe.
Like, we are the group's best fighters.
Yeah. So give me a call if you need some killing done. If you need me to kill her, just let me know. Tell my raven darling, go get her. I'll come back, kill her on the spot.
I've seen her do it.
Flint and Thessa?
Thessa?
I could keep eyes on Alyssa.
What's the vibe on the king? Like, what's he like? What's all he's been? But you know what I mean? Like,
so especially.
Which way does he lean? He's more of a centrist than anything.
Yeah, like libertarian. Like, we're
killing
here.
Kids. Two thumbs down.
It's obviously a monarchy, but like, what style monarchy? Theocratic?
Or is it like? Is it like, like King Arthur? Right? Like, oh, we bang with this guy.
No, but like jokes aside.
Mm-hmm. The king, he isn't like an unkind ruler. There's certain things that.
It's a ruler.
How many of my friends is he imprisoned and executed?
Oof. Imprisoned and executed?
Imprisoned? Like I don't care.
Imprisoned.
Executed.
Executed? Not that many.
But there's it's a number that is not zero.
Non-zero.
Ooh,
a non-zero amount.
No, I'm more righted. That's why I call him King Pet. And then I'm gonna lean over to Thessa. I'm gonna say, Thessa, what do you know about our kind ruler? And then I'm gonna gesture up to King Pet.
What do I know? Can I roll for it?
Oh, yeah, you can roll for it.
I got a two, which is...
Dude,
yeah, which is good.
Taylor, you're killing it.
You are killing it. I love that for you. Yeah, so what you know is that King Petros isn't... the kindest towards magic users.
Okay.
And he likes to keep things in order.
Perhaps rather than... Oh, wait, do you tell me that?
Yeah.
Perhaps rather than blocking assassination attempts, we should, you know...
Does Flint do that?
Yeah. Like, kind of jokingly. Like, you know, Flint's a guy. Like, not a guy, but Flint's a dude, you know?
I would strongly advise against... saying things like that out loud.
How are you at? Did anybody hear me?
Well, where are you guys currently? Are you still on, like, the second... Did you go to...
Wherever... I don't think we've moved much from wherever Eleanor was smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if like, by a window, you mean?
Yeah, by a window. If you're by, like, a window away from, like, the center of the festivities. And, yeah, there aren't that many people.
Is it the window with the spoon?
No. Okay. Different window. Although, it is right next to the window with the spoon.
Sweating
a little, yeah.
You gesture Flint to be like to block the spoon from your eyesight, so you get a little less nervous, you know.
Yeah.
that sort of vibe.
Checking this window to see if there's a spoon in this
one. Just to make sure there's no spoon in this one. Okay. So you should be safe. You should be okay.
Tessa, do you think there'd be anywhere in this castle that might have some information on your friend that you might not know of yourself?
Well, I figure there's a library and a records room and something like that. Can I?
Yeah, this is a big-ass castle. Of course, there'd be that sort of stuff.
My vibe, Tanner speaking. Yeah. Tanner's vibe is maybe, because I'm really good at sneaking, yeah. Maybe I'd like do some clandestine operations up in this bitch,
sneak
you know?
Sneak around.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm down with that. She loves an opportunity to read.
Do you want to join me, or do you want to keep an eye on Alessa?
Keep an eye on your pretty little friend.
I just feel like going in twos is a good idea.
Okay. I mean, I'm down for that.
So we've already kind of split up a little.
Can your raven, what's your raven's name?
Darling.
Can you talk to Darling? Like, can Darling communicate?
I can talk to it, but I don't think it can talk back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent.
Is there a piece of paper or a napkin nearby?
Yeah.
I mean, I can intuit animals, so I can, like, it's fine. I could get its general vibe.
Thessa and Flint are stuck in a well.
Yeah.
I'm going to write in a little napkin. I'm going to, like, grab a quill, write a napkin. Checking out some stuff regarding Alessa. It's spelled, it's like A-L-Y scratch. A-L-E-S scratch.
I take it. It's like
yeah.
Noticeably different hand, like really nice handwriting.
Flint's is nice too, but it's distinctly different.
It's spelled A-L-L-A-L-E.
A-L-E-S-S-A.
Okay. A-L-E-S-S-A.
We'll meet back at same window. Heart. I can't. Sorry. Heart.
So you two are planning to go towards like the records room?
Yeah, that's kind of my vibe. Yeah.
Snoop around. Okay. And you two are...
Running towards the baby.
We'll cut back to you two real quick. So we cut back to Eleanor and Senua. You guys are running over. Mm-hmm. I assume you're kind of following the sound of footsteps mm-hmm. where the worker is taking the baby. And you see her, you know, take the baby to her room, open the door, and that sort of thing. She turns around and you two sort of... And she's like, hello?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Did you follow me this way?
Yes.
Why?
Because I fear the baby may be in danger.
That's why I took her to her room.
Rooms are the best places to lay curses.
What are you talking about?
What do you know about curses?
It's where they'll expect them to be.
Exactly. Because where are you going to put someone to keep them safe?
Yeah, where else am I going to put a baby?
The dungeon? No one will look for the dungeon for a baby.
No one will look at the dungeon for a baby. That's factual.
I don't think I want to put the baby in the dungeon.
I mean, do you want to keep the baby safe?
The king's bathroom.
Baby's drowned, though.
The kitchen?
I mean, there's a lot of people. There are a lot of people moving around. I don't know if the kitchen's a good one.
The coat closet.
Oh, that's a good idea. Babies don't get suffocated by coats, right?
I don't think that's the best idea. Why don't you two just stand watch in her room?
Truly fantastic idea. What is your name?
Alisa.
Sounds a lot like the witch.
Do you know an Alessa?
Are you related to her? And I like start stancing up.
No.
On her.
Who's that?
I don't know. Give me the baby.
Okay. I was gonna put her down in her crib, but okay.
I'll put her down in her crib.
Be careful. You better hold her right.
This is not my first baby.
Whoa. Loaded. You can't lie.
Yeah. Not the first baby.
Yeah, I thought because he said this is not my first baby. So it's like,
not the first baby I worked with.
Oh, okay.
Not the first baby I worked with. Sorry.
As I go, I'm like, my first husband was turned into a baby, and I just like keep walking.
I think she hears that and just starts like you hear her like footsteps like increase like she was like walking and now she's like speed walking like I don't want to be around these people anymore.
Yeah, I just softly scoop the baby out. Yeah. Put her in her crib. First I'm gonna check the crib. I like check the okay. lining and everything.
Yeah, you don't see anything out of the ordinary. Suspicious.
I surround it with salt. Okay. Iron.
Yeah.
Put her down.
The works. Do the
water
yeah.
on her.
Do the hair again.
Well, the hair pouch is still there.
Oh, the
hair.
Yeah, the hair pouch is still there. Yeah, you
just
move it yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
I give you a thumbs up.
Like good work.
Yeah. Let's hang out in here.
All right, I'll find a nice good corner to hide in. I'll hide in the closet and like peek out.
Okay. I lay down like a bear rug.
Yeah, but you're definitely not a bear rug. If that's what you gotta do.
house.
Anyways, we cut away from you two and we go back to you two. You two are planning to go sneak, yeah?
Yep.
All right, so as you're getting ready to go that way, is anybody keeping an eyeball on the king or Alessa?
I might, like, glance. I might be kind of, like, watching both of them at, just to make sure nobody sees us. Like, you know what I mean? Not what are they doing? More like, fuck, are they looking, you know?
Yeah.
Eyes on Alessa.
And so I think as you're watching the scenario, you kind of see the one of the guards that was by King Petros is starting to make their way down to the first floor. And if you're keeping an eye on King Petros, you see him sort of tense up, especially after Cora has left. His body language has gotten a lot more like, oh, I need to, like, be on alert. And I think as you guys start looking like you're going to go sneak, he stands up. And you see, if you're keeping an eye on Alessa, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And once he stands up, you kind of see her smirk, almost, as in a, this is what I wanted.
Mm.
And I think before you guys go, you kind of see a little bit of this interaction. And her entrance was quiet, but she likes to be loud. And she's very much in the middle of this large ballroom. And she's standing there, and she's watching him watch her, and she says, "What lively festivities you've put forth, King Petros. Color me impressed. It almost makes up for the fact that I didn't get an invitation. I worried that you may have forgotten about me." And so you guys are sort of watching this, and you're kind of gonna start making your way around, but as you start making your way around, I'm going to need the two of you to give me a wits roll.
Ruh-roh.
I got a 12.
Okay.
Oh, 10.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are able to make your way around, but you do sort of feel like her voice, that enchantingness, almost takes hold of both of you. But you manage, you have a goal, and so you kind of like shake your way out of it. And as you almost, you know, make your way through this like big area, because you have to, like, there's like the ballroom and there's like hallways and shit you have to make through, and before you make it through you hear, "But then I thought there's no way he had forgotten about me, not after everything we've been through." And are you still keeping it out before you kind of like head out?
Yeah
Okay, so before you kind of slip through this hallway, you hear, you like see her mutter something with her lips. And this staff that she had on her right hand, you see sort of starts to, like, contort around her arm, and it turns into a snake. And it kind of goes around, and it's a fairly large staff, as it is almost at her, like, chin level. So it sort of wraps around her and goes around her, like, upper half. And as that happens, she says, "Don't look so sour. I come bearing gifts. This is a celebration of life, after all." And she brings out this small amethyst bracelet and sort of like presents it up to the king. And she's like, "For the princess."
And that's where we're going to end our first episode of 5GMs Presents Heartland Home. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Hello, hello! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord! You can find out how to join on our accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thank you! Catch you next time.